It is approved. Next item, please. We're going to do 663 and then move on to 668, please.
663, approve funding recommendations.
Excuse me, this is a disruption in violation of the council policies. If you do not stop, I will ask you to leave. Please have her removed. Next item, please.
663, approve funding recommendations made by the Children's Levy Allocation Committee for July 1, 2017 through June 30, 2019.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Another day in paradise. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Commissioner Saltzman. Excuse me.
You think that's smart?
Commissioner Saltzman, thank you, sorry Mayor. For the interruption.
This year, the Portland Children's Levy marks its 15th year of serving the city's children and families. Since 2002, the levy has strengthened our community by helping thousands of children from birth through age 24 to achieve their potential. We have done this through increasing children's access to proven programs that provide positive early childhood development assistance, school engagement and academic achievement, high school graduation assistance, family safety and stability services. And we are very thankful to Portland voters who have chosen to make children a priority each time the levy has come before them. We're gratified by our community's confidence that the levy is empowering not just children, but parents and caregivers to become more skilled at advocating for their children in the classroom and in life. Today, Lisa Hansel of the Children's Levy staff is here to present to us a request for the council to approve about $32 million of investments over the next 2 years made by the Children's Levy Allocation Committee. These investments will provide a smoother route to kindergarten through early childhood programs, safe and high-quality after-school and mentoring programs that will now run through the summer, strong community connections and transition assistance for children in foster care, programs to help children overcome the trauma of abuse and neglect, and parenting classes and respite care for families struggling with violence. Also, healthy and nutritious meals for children to address the dire hunger problem in Portland, where more than 12,000 children in the city rely on emergency food boxes each month for their basic sustenance. I'll turn it over to Lisa to speak, make the presentation, then we do have some invited panelists I'll also call up. Lisa Hansel.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. My name is Lisa Hansel, and I'm a grant manager for the Children's Levy. I'm here today to request City Council approval of the Allocation Committee's recommendations to fund investments totaling $32,191,172 for a two-year period beginning July 1st, 2017. The recommended investment amounts are detailed in Exhibit C, titled PCL Grant Renewal and Additional Funding Amounts Approved by the Allocation Committee. Hang on a second here. The five-member allocation committee is charged with making all funding decisions for the levy. The committee is comprised of Dan Saltzman, a city commissioner, and also the chair of the committee, Chair Deborah Cafori, a county commissioner, Julie S. Young, a citizen and member appointed by the city council, Serena Stodmeyer-Wesley, a citizen member appointed by the county board, and Mitch Horniker, a representative of the Portland Business Alliance. Most of the funding requested, just over $30 million, will be used to renew current grants for the final 2 years of the current levy period. The renewal amounts include a 3.5% COLA each year. After reviewing performance data for each grantee, the Allocation Committee recommends renewing a total of 67 grants, including 17 early childhood grants, 16 after-school grants, 15 child abuse prevention and intervention grants, 8 foster care grants, 6 mentoring grants, and 5 hunger relief grants. There are some additional amounts that have been recommended for current grantees to address specific policy advancement. The allocation committee recommends that just over $1 million be awarded to 16 grantees that offer home visiting services and 2 grantees that offer preschool groups. The purpose of these funds is to reduce caseloads or group sizes and increase reflective supervision while maintaining current service levels. This funding supports quality improvement efforts undertaken in early childhood, child abuse prevention, intervention, and foster care program areas. The allocation committee also recommends that $385,000 be added to an existing grant that provides early childhood mental health consultation services to early childhood programs with center-based programs that are funded through the levy. The additional funding will expand the mental health consultation services to include home visiting programs in early childhood, child abuse prevention, intervention, and foster care program areas.
I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate that you're giving the cost of living adjustments for the program staff. In the past, we haven't necessarily done that in all of our grants, and I appreciate that we are.
Thank you. It's the grantees also appreciate it, and for the salaries increases for staff, it helps to move towards the, to make sure that minimum wage is addressed as well. The committee also recommends awarding about $360,000 to expand summer programming for 10 after-school grantees over the next 2 years. The purpose of these funds is to prevent summer learning loss as well as expand the availability of summer programming in the community. And finally, the allocation committee recommends awarding just over $50,000 to 9 after-school and mentoring grantees. The purpose of this funding is to support the implementation of the youth program quality assessment process and covers things like staff time for training, assessment improvement planning, logistics, and materials. In summary, the Children's Levy requests that the City Council accept these recommendations of the Allocation Committee to fund the investments totaling $32,191,172 as detailed in Exhibit C, titled PCL Grant Renewal and Additional Funding Amounts Approved by the Allocation Committee. This request does not include any cost to the City General Fund. Children's Levy revenues are generated by a special property tax levy, and the Children's Levy proposes to use a portion of the proceeds of the levy to fund these allocations.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
And now we'll hear directly from 3 of the programs that the Children's Levy invest in. We'll start with Albina Early Head Start, and then we'll hear from Latino Network, and then from IRCO. So I'd like to invite Albina Early Head Start's director, Elaine Harrison, up first, and she'll introduce a few of the families they serve. Welcome, Elaine.
Good morning.
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 Good morning. I'm Elaine Harrison from Albina Early Head Start. We're very proud and grateful recipients of the levy, and I have with me a coalition of parents, staff, and children here to speak to you today, and we realize we only have 5 minutes, and they all want to speak. So I hope they at least get to say their name and a little bit about what they do.
Hi, my name is Bumi Arabon, and I have 2 little girls in Albina Head Start, and well, both are in Early Head Start. I really appreciate it. The oldest one started when she was 14 months, and the younger one started exactly at 4 months. And she is so well advanced. I really appreciate the teacher, the time and the effort they put on her, because she's like, I can't explain that. I just tell the teachers, you know, the program needs to continue, and they deserve the funds because they have been a blessing for both my family. And, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Marta Lewis. First of all, I just want to thank you for your service. And second, I just want to say this program has been life-altering for my daughter and I. Maisie has been in the program. She's a little over two. She's been in the program since she was 4 months old. And I started with in-home, the home-based services, and she's now been in the classroom for a year. And she's also, she has just flourished in the program. I am a full-time student at PCC, and because of this program, I've been able to go full-time, and it's helped me be able to get good grades, you know, knowing that my daughter's in safe hands. We both go to school at the same time, and she loves the program. She speaks Spanish at 2 years old. She loves to read. They have been very loving to me and my daughter. There's times, you know, being a single mom, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm out of my element, and I have a lot of questions, and I feel safe asking the teachers that. And they have not only given me the answers, but they have plugged me into resources, such as parenting classes and stuff like that. And I'm so grateful for this program. It's been a real blessing for me and my daughter. Thank you.
What's you studying at PCC?
I'm doing my Associate of Science, and then I want to do theology, hopefully at Multnomah University. We'll
fabulous.
See.
Cool. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Julieta, and I really love this program. I know them since my first girl, I was pregnant of her. Now she's 13 years old. And then I have 4 years later, I have my other girl, she's 9 years old, and now this baby. So I really love the program. It's really very well for all the children. They have the opportunity to be in there. And I'm really happy for this program.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm also really grateful. Thank you so much. I've been in the program for 3 or 4 years. I just don't think like it's a great help for kids, but I also think it's a great help for parents, like psychological. I was really attached to my kids. I didn't really want to work. I prefer my husband working. I didn't want my kids to go to school. They cry a lot with other people. They're even attached to me. But the teacher helped me understand how they can go to school, learn. My daughter, like the other moms say, she's 2. She already speaks. She can already see all the colors. They're well developed. And most parents say, I get a lot of good compliments back just by that way saying a good mom, just because I already have teachers for my kids in a really young age. And I'm also really grateful because without the program, I wouldn't be able to achieve my goals. We were struggling a lot in money, and my teacher knew this for a couple years, and she said she saw we couldn't move ahead for those 2 years, so she helped me a lot to pay a test for a certification for medical assisting, and so I passed it. Now I have an interview, and I'm really, really grateful for all that, my kids and my future.
Thank you.
My name is Sabrina Ursland, and I am currently an employee of Albina, but I am a previous parent. I was asked to come and share a little bit about my history, and I was a child that grew up in the foster system in the city of Portland, group homes, juvenile facilities, adult jail to prison. And when I became part of the early Head Start community as a parent, both my life, my children's lives, and my husband's lives changed. My husband and I had had a lot of time in state custody and throughout the systems growing up, and being able to connect with early Head Start and the resources and the services that were provided, from being a home-based family to a center-based family to a Head Start center-based family, we really received the support that we needed to care for our child. We received the education we needed. We both went to college, which wasn't something we anticipated ever doing. It's really provided that support and safety for a place for us to go to and get what we need to go further in life than what we had ever thought we would have. This Sunday, I actually walk from Portland State with my master's in early childhood education, and I've become part of the Albina family, and it's just been a saving grace. It's the people, the home visitors, the teachers, the staff, the education coordinators, the directors, they all come in and they wrap themselves around us as parents, and they help us walk through these, obstacles in life that sometimes we don't foresee ourselves getting through. And so That's who I am and kind of why I'm here, and the program has been great, and I just want to touch on the fact that I have been a family that's received home-based services. I've received early Head Start center-based services and Head Start center-based services, and it's really helped my family make it to where we are today.
It's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so I just want to wrap up and say thank you again for your support. It's, as you heard today, it's very valuable, very needed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Elaine, and all the Albina Head Start families for being here.
We are a family.
Next up is Sadie Feibel Holmes, Director of Early Childhood Programs at Latino Network, and one of their families.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Yes, for the record, my name is Sadie Feibel Holmes, and I'm the Director of Early Childhood Programs for Latino Network. And I'm here today with Rafaela Soto to express our support for the Portland Children's Levy expanded investments. And just to give an example of what those funds pay for in our city, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about our program and then turn it over to Rafaela to share her experience. Juntos Aprendemos is a culturally specific parent-child kindergarten readiness program that brings 3 to 5-year-old Latino children and their parents into their neighborhood school for 30 weeks. By the end of the program year, children demonstrate measurable gains in kindergarten readiness indicators, with 90% of our kids showing improvement in early literacy and early math skills. And at the same time, over 90% of their parents report engaging in more educational activities with their children at home, reading more frequently with their kids, and utilizing positive parenting strategies. So we know that the parents who graduate from our program are literally building their children's brains at home, and they're building that strong foundation of parent-child attachment that we know fosters resiliency to set these kids up for success in school and life. So I really want to thank the Portland Children's Levy for their commitment to Portland's kids and families, Commissioner Dan Saltzman for your leadership on the allocation committee, and to the whole city council for your support of Portland's children. Thank you very much, and I'll turn it over to Rafaela. Okay.
Buenos dias. Mi nombre es Rafaela Soto. I speak a little bit English, but I think it's better if she translates for me because I want you guys understand everything what I want to say. Mi nombre es Rafaela Soto. Tengo un niño de 3 años. Tengo 2 años con el programa. Y este es un programa excelente. Me gustaría que todos lo supieran.
My name is Rafaela Soto. I have a 3-year-old, and I have 2 years participating in this program. It's an excellent program. I would like everyone to know that.
Este programa nos brinda las herramientas necesarias a todos los padres de familia, ayudarles a nuestros hijos a lograr las metas que ellos tienen en la vida.
The program gives all of us parents the necessary tools to help our children build the skills that they need in order to achieve their goals in life.
Este programa nos enseña a los padres la importancia que nosotros, la importancia de involucrarnos en la escuela de nuestros hijos.
The program teaches us the importance of being involved in our children's schools.
Este programa cuenta con un excelentes maestras.
The program has excellent teachers.
Ellos no solo se involucran con los niños, se involucran también con los padres y nos dan ideas de cómo trabajar con los niños en casa.
And they don't just work with the children, they also work with the parents and give us ideas of how to support our kids learning at home.
Este programa es solo 2 horas por semana y realmente hablo por todas las mamás que estamos en estos grupos. Es de gran ayuda. Pero sí nos gustaría que hubiera más fondos para que el programa fuera posiblemente 2 veces por semana.
And right now the program is 1 day a week for 2 hours, and it's an incredible help. And I speak on behalf of the other moms in my group when I say that it would be amazing to have additional funding to expand the program to at least 2 days a week.
En mi experiencia personal, mis niños han avanzado bastante a lo largo de un año con solo 2 horas por semana. Entonces, ¿se imaginan lo que ellos podrían hacer teniendo 2 días por semana?
And in my own experience, my son has advanced so much in 1 year of just going one day a week for 2 weeks, for 2 hours a day. So you could imagine how much more he would grow with 2 days a week.
Yo estoy muy contenta con este programa y me gustaría darles las gracias y decirles que este programa nos ayuda muchísimo. Nos ha cambiado la vida como familia, nos enseña cómo podemos ayudar a nuestros hijos a salir adelante.
So I would like to thank you and thank this program. The program has really changed our lives and changed our family and helped us work together better as a family to move forward.
Porque este programa también se enfoca en los padres de familia y nos da las, aparte de las herramientas, ellos nos muestran la necesidad que los niños tienen de aprender.
And the focus on parents has been really important because not only do they teach us, but they also show us the importance of being involved.
Mis niños, el primero que tuve fue hace un año. Él ya tenía 5 años de edad. Él casi no hablaba, hablaba muy poco. Este programa le ayudó a comunicarse con los demás niños y ahora es uno de los niños que va muy bien en kindergarten. Él puede leer y puede escribir.
The first child that I brought to this program, he was 5 already and he barely spoke. And the teachers worked with him and helped him, and by the end of the year, he was able to communicate with other children. And now in kindergarten, he's one of the more advanced students in his class. He can read and he can write.
Lo importante también es que este programa se nos presenta en español y es una de las cosas que nuestros niños no deben de perder.
And one of the important aspects is that the program is conducted in Spanish, and it is something that we don't want our children to lose.
Ahora él habla muy bien inglés y habla muy bien español.
And now my son speaks English and Spanish very well.
Y pues muchísimas gracias por darnos los fondos necesarios y esperamos que para el próximo año sea un poco más para que podamos seguir contando con el programa y podamos traer más familias y posiblemente tener más días para nuestro programa.
So thank you very much, and we hope that the program will continue and with additional funds be able to serve more families and maybe even more days of programming.
Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
And last we have Jorge Nava Marin, coordinator of ERCO's Inspire program and a family that they serve.
Thank you, Commissioner Schatzman. Thank you, City Council, for having us here today. My name is Jorge Navamarin, and I am a program coordinator for the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization's Inspire program. The Inspire program is the Immigrant and Refugee Community Inspire program is the in-school program for immigrant and refugee education, and it provides academic advising, group activities, and parent engagement for Slavic, Latino, African immigrant, and Asian and Pacific Islander families. I'm here today in support of the Poland Children's Levy suggestion to increase summer funding this coming summer, as well as to introduce you to a wonderful family who is a member of the program. First, with the suggested increase, we will be able to serve at least an additional 25 students during the summer months. And we will be able to do so in a way that we haven't been able to do before. We will be working under the All Hands Race umbrella to provide a summer transition program. And we'll have the capacity to provide crucial academic support as students transition from 8th grade to 9th grade. Research supports 9th grade transition models, and it's especially important for English language learners to not miss out during the summer months. The additional funds will allow us to add 2 9th grade counts programs to the Inspire program, one in Portland Public Schools and the other one in David Douglas. Students will have the opportunity to participate in meaningful academic supports and social and emotional supports. They will also have the ability to earn high school credit and be able to familiarize themselves with their feeding high schools. We know from research and our own experiences that the opportunity to participate in program is essential for the impact to their success in high school and beyond. So we thank the Portland Children's Levy and the Allocation Committee for their continued support for a valuable program. Now I want to introduce you to Patrick Rivera. He's a Jason Lee student, a seventh grader, and he has been in the program since he was in fourth grade, as well as his dad, Martin Rivera.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Martin Rivera. Les quiero dar gracias por la oportunidad de estar aquí.
Good morning. My name is Martin Rivera. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Como padre de Patrick, estoy muy agradecido con el programa Inspire, porque ellos les han ayudado mucho con las les ayudan con sus tareas, con nos dan la oportunidad de platicar con los maestros sobre los problemas de matemáticas.
As a parent of Patrick, I am very grateful for the program as they provide support for Patrick and as well as the opportunity for us to talk to the school whenever they have problems.
Gracias a este programa, mi hijo ha conocido lugares divertidos de acorde a su edad.
Thanks to this program, my son has also been able to get to know different places that are age appropriate for him.
También nos da la oportunidad de ellos siempre están, los integrantes de Inspire siempre están dispuestos a ayudarnos.
The Inspire staff are always available to help us, and that's something that I'm grateful for.
Y gracias, les agradezco a todos por su ayuda.
And thank you. I want to thank all of you for your help.
Hello. My name is Patrick Rivera. I'm a seventh grader student from Jason Lee School. I am here to talk today about my experience in the Inspire program. Inspire has been beneficial to me in the following ways. First, the after school group has helped me improve my math skills and reading skills. For example, we play board games that taught these concepts. Another time that Inspire has beneficially is during my classes. Jorge was in my class. He was able to help me answer my questions. As an example, I could ask him what a metaphor was. Lastly, when it got to the end of the term, as a reward for participating in the group, we went on a field trip. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good job.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all to both ERCO, Latino Network, and Albina Early Head Start for being here today and for the families. And thank you for all your work on behalf of Portland's children and families. And that completes our presentation. And this is an emergency ordinance.
Very, very good. Any questions before we call for public testimony? Any public testimony on this item?
We have one person, Star Stoffer.
Good morning again. Star Stoffer, I love this program. I'm super grateful that you are leading the charge and allowing these communities that are marginalized and in desperate need of more resources and services. So thank you for that, Saltzman. But I would like to add, I think that the city has the ability, and I think that if the city is serious about taking care of our communities and educating and lifting up people of color so that they have a chance to succeed right next to their white counterparts, I challenge you to double the funding for each of these programs. 25 students, they're only asking for enough funding, this Inspire program, to just add 25 more students over the summer. Why can't we make that 50? Maybe 100. Let's give these guys more funding. I think that what they're asking for is it's not enough, and I think that as a city we can stand up and show them that we're willing to do more. So I'm challenging you guys to think about doubling the funding for each one of these individual programs so that they can help even more, so that next year when they come forward and they're testifying, they have double the families talking about their success stories. They have double the success stories amongst their children in kindergarten and beyond. So I think you should think about doing that, and I'm challenging you to make that happen.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments before I call the roll? Commissioner Fish? Nope. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Dan, thank you for bringing this presentation to council, and thank you to all the families that joined us today. I've served with Dan Saltzman since 2008, and what I have come to understand is that this program, the Children's Levy, and this mission around supporting children, all children in our community, is really at the heart of why Dan Saltzman serves, why he sought public office, why he has continued in public office. And frankly, Dan, there are obviously a lot of people today to thank for these accomplishments, but there's one indispensable person, and that's you. And you are the person that has initiated this, and every time there's a renewal, you're in the forefront of seeking the funding from the public. So thank you for this, and thank you for your work, and it's inspiring. It's inspiring. And Joe, it's not about you right now. It's about this program. Thank you for your good work, and I'm very proud to support your work.
Aye. Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank, in addition to the programs who do the great job helping our children and families, the programs we invest in, I do want to thank also the my fellow members of the Allocation Committee, County Chair Deborah Cafori, Mitch Horniker, Julie Young, and Serena Stoudemire-Wesley. We have a lot of demands for the money we have, the limited funds we have, and we try to do the best we can and make sure we invest in proven programs and to hold our administrative expenses below 5%, which I'm pleased to say we do. So more money goes directly into these programs that serve children and families. And lastly, I also want to thank the staff of the Portland Children's Levy who work very hard to make sure that we make the best decisions we can under the circumstances about who are the best organizations, who have the proven programs, and whose programs can best benefit from our investments to expand their capacity to serve more children and families. Thank you. Aye.
You Daly.
Well, I think they're all gone, but I wanted to thank the families who came here today to share their very compelling stories. My son did not attend Early Head Start, but he did attend a fantastic preschool on a scholarship, and it really was a life-changing experience for us and one of the most inclusive experiences that he's ever had since. So thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, and staff and board, and I vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, I concur with Commissioner Fisher's comment. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for initiating this, for continuing to champion it, and for getting it renewed each time. And your service, obviously, is a great investment to our community. Thank you to the families who came. It's unfortunate that we had to start that item a little late. Otherwise, perhaps they could have stayed to be able to hear what we were saying here, because it was very inspirational. This emergency ordinance allocates over $32 million, and that's from the Children's Levy, which is paid by the taxpayers of Portland. And so I appreciate the investment in our children of today so that the adults of tomorrow are going to be better prepared to meet the challenges that they will face. Aye.
Wheeler.
So I am obviously a huge fan of the Children's Levy. I had the privilege, Dan, of serving on the Allocation Committee when I was county chair. I just want to share one story. Back in 2008, my wife was hosting an event. It was a Women for Obama event, and the guest speaker was then U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And she noticed a Children's Levy sign on my front yard coming in. And as is typical with people at that level, they're always 20 minutes late for everything, and they're being rushed from one thing to the next. She got halfway up the stairs, saw the sign, and stopped. And the whole delegation stopped behind her, and she said, "What's that?" And she wanted to hear all about it as somebody who herself has championed the cause of children, particularly disadvantaged youth, in her own community and nationally. She thought this was an outstanding model And the more she heard about it, the more she said, you know, we need to take these ideas back to Washington, D.C. and help expand it to other communities. I like the challenge that was put before us. How can we actually increase the funding for these kinds of programs? My quick and dirty count is that about 70 different community-based organizations received funds from the levy this year, and I know that there are always far more excellent requests than there are resources provided by that tax levy. And so the work of the Allocation Committee is actually a very challenging process. And I'm always appreciative of the fact that you have these different, if I can call it, subject areas, and there's an attempt to balance it, an attempt to focus on outcomes, results, and accountability so that the taxpayers will be willing and the voters will be willing again time after time to renew this important levy. So I want to thank you, Commissioner. I want to thank your staff. I want to thank all the folks from the community organizations who work collectively in our community to help make this a raging success. So obviously I'll vote aye and the ordinance is adopted. Thank you, Commissioner. You wanted 678 first, correct? Because yeah. It's the same staffing.
681. Oh, that one. Right. Yeah. That's them too.
So